There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Research shows that water consumption is the highest in the UAE, with an average per capita consumption of 500 litres a day, which is around 82% above the global average. The Emirates also has one of the highest consumptions of bottled water per capita, figures showing that a resident uses 450 plastic water bottles on an average in a single year. Recent report says that by 2050 there will be more plastic waste in the sea than fish, and UAE authorities are hoping residents will realise the environmental impact of choosing a plastic bottle and reduce single-use plastic consumption. There are a number of reasons why most people prefer to drink bottled water over tap water. Safety, convenience, brand. For some reason there is a general unspoken consensus that bottled water is cleaner, purer and therefore safer than tap water. The UAE has tough standards in place, but the quality of the tap water varies depending on treatment at the desalination plants in each emirate, as well as the condition of the pipes. Experts recommend using a filter approved by the municipality to make it even safer. Now, most models filter water in a smaller tap in the kitchen sink rather than the mains, but whole house models that treat the water at the mains are also available. Meanwhile, plastic water bottles aren't really meant to be used more than once. Let's get more thoughts on this one now. George Tolley alongside me. To tap water or not to tap water?
I don't tap water unless I'm putting it in a kettle, in which case you're going to boil it. So obviously you just use the tap water. Why waste the other stuff? And I clean my teeth in it and I wash in it. But I'm intrigued by what you just said about not reusing plastic bottles. We reuse them all the time.
Yeah, you're not meant to, are you? You're certainly not meant to. There's concern about, I'm going to get the word wrong here. There's a very good technical word about the
residue.
It's basically the plastic residues. So once you've used a water bottle once, plastic water bottle once, the plastics start breaking down. That process is increased in the sun. So if you take a water bottle into your car and leave it in the car, or it's in direct sunlight, that increases it. But equally, as soon as it goes into if you refill and put it into a fridge or something, that breakdown process has started already. So that's where there's a lot of research out, and we'll touch on this a little later on, about particles that is found in water bottles.
So I've essentially been poisoning my husband by taking the discarded water bottles from his car and refilling them so that he can pick them up again in the morning.
I mean, wouldn't go to poisoning. Yeah, might be taking it a little bit far. There are simpler ways to do that. It's a long process. But there are particles in. Goes without saying, though, doesn't it? I'm sure it'd be the same with drinking from a styrofoam plate. There's going to be particles of styrofoam. Drinking from a styrofoam plate, there'll be a strain. There's only cats that do that, isn't it?
Slurping slowly
from a styrofoam cup. It's the same, you know. There would be particles that residue that comes that would go into the liquid. I'm trying to think of a different example, but no, that's all I've come up
with. What do you do? Do you drink from bottles?
So Shea Urquhart, we have one of these filter systems. I was just telling the guys there. It's great. It's convenient. It's an extra tap that is fitted on the sink, on the main kitchen sink. And basically all the water we use for the kettle, for cooking, for other elements, comes from that filtered water. Plus, it's drinking water.
But why do you, if it's drinking water,
my
why
problem
do you
is
boil
that it's
it?
Not cold enough.
It's not cold.
So what I find myself doing, which probably defeats the object, is that I use a plastic bottle, refill from the filtered water, and then put it into the fridge or the freezer to cool it.
Okay.
So that
what about ice cubes?
Yeah, I've thought about those in the past, but
you considered them as an option.
Too much hassle.
And then what about in restaurants? Do you order water in restaurants?
I agree with the ice cubes thing. Yeah, I get it. Okay. Yeah, you could use the ice cubes. That's the other thing, is that this filter system we have, which is municipality approved, it cost a lot of money to put in the first place, but you know, it was an investment, and it gives you, you know, you're using the tap water, you're able to drink the tap water, you're able to cool the tap water. It's also linked into our fridge as well, so that we can pour from the fridge. So it's colder there from the fridge. It comes out a lot slower than it would from the tap area. But also that's where it makes ice from the ice machine. So we're generating ice from the filtered water.
And did you decide to do that because you don't like those big tubby 5-litre water things.
I do, but the War Office doesn't, and she finds they clutter up the house, and there was an environmental concern, and we just thought, you know, why not use what is there? And I'm told by all and sundry, you know, the reading up I've been doing about this over the last couple of hours suggests that, you know, the water as is sent from the desalination plants, as is sent out by DEWA, is fine to drink. It's completely potable. The problem is in the maintenance of your tanks and your storage tanks at your residence, be that a private residence, be that a shared residence as well, who is responsible for maintaining those pipes and maintaining the standard and the cleanliness of the water tanks.
So now you told me about this plastic breaking down business, I'm worried about our tubby ones, because where do you think they, I bet they're not stored in, you know, air-conditioned splendour.
They're not going to be, are they? There's going to be a huge
warehouse outside
warehouse
in the heat
somewhere.
With them sitting there, yeah, in their plastic.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know about the due diligence on where that water comes from. It's completely up to you. At least with your filter systems, you're pretty much in control of what you're consuming. But again, it comes back down to
you might
the
have changed my habits.
Let's go down to Paul, who's sent us a text message nice and early. Thanks for this one, Paul, saying, drink tap water, ? Have you seen the quality of the pipes they use? Also, have you seen the state of tanks, especially in towers here? Also in the summer, and water is usually 40 degrees. Cheers, but no thanks. Okay for tea and coffee, but not as a drink.
Well, I'm genuinely concerned now about my tubby ones being in the sunshine and me drinking plastic.
Would you, have you, do you consume the tap water here in the UAE? Thank you again to all those that have had their say. Amira has been in touch already with us this morning, saying, I'm an Emirati from Dubai and I grew up drinking the tap water here. Drinking out of plastic and glass bottles is now just a social habit, not a health necessity. Love the topic. Amira, thank you very much indeed for those thoughts. So, question we're asking you, would you feel comfortable drinking tap water in the UAE? Another question I'd like to ask as well, have you ever been stopped from taking your own water into restaurants? The reason I ask this, I know it's a perennial concern here. The amount we pay for bottled water in public spaces. If you go into a restaurant, if you go into a bar, if you go into another area here in the UAE, there are some extortionate prices that you are asked to pay. And it's all too rare to find an institution, a cafe, a restaurant, another venue that will give you free water, that they have water on a side, filtered water that you can help yourself to. There are a few out there. They are far and few between. And there isn't that culture, is there, of just serving a glass of water. You go to other parts of the world and you order a drink,
yes,
or you order a cup of tea or order whatever, you get given a glass of water straight away.
It's awesome. You go into even the cheapest diner in the US and the first thing they do is put a glass of water in front of you. It's brilliant. They don't do it. They don't do it in the
UK
yet, and they don't do it here.
No, they do it in some places in the UK.
And sort of trendy bearded places.
But equally, that you're a lot more within your rights as well to ask for a glass of water in the UK. If you go into a hostelry, if you go into a restaurant, if you go into any of the sort of well-known places of hospitality, mm-hmm, you can say, can I have a glass of tap water, please?
Do you know, I have a technique.
Can I have a jug of tap water?
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Tell me after a short break, because you're telling me too much at the moment. We need to go on, move this thing on. Would you feel comfortable drinking tap water in the UAE? George Tolley, apologies from the bottom of my heart. I cut you off in your prime there.
You did.
You have a theory.
I have a theory. So obviously in UAE restaurants, you can't just say, can I have a glass of water? Because they're always going to charge you. They're always going to say, sometimes they bring you like Fiji water, which is, you know, 100 dirhams or something ridiculous. So but you can ask for another drink, whatever it might be, and then you can ask for a cup of ice. And then you just leave. I'm such a cheapskate. And then you just leave said cup of ice for a bit of time to melt. And then you have a free glass of water.
Do you know where that ice comes from? That's another of the questions, isn't it, for those. What kind of water is used in the first place to create the ice for major hotel corporations here? Look, we're going to be talking to those in the food and beverage industry a little later on, but I want to hear from hoteliers out there. I want to hear from those that are in the industry. I want to hear from those that are in the water industry as well to tell us about the initiatives they're putting in place to try and increase and convince people to drink filtered water here in the region or otherwise. No shortage of consumption out there. Research shows that water consumption is the highest in the UAE, with an average per capita consumption of 500 litres a day, which is around 82% of the global average. Let's go to the lines now, because we're talking about initiatives of how we can try and convince more and more people to move away from single plastic bottle consumption and to consider the source and the ethics of the water they are consuming. Well, one such campaign is the Drop It campaign, brought to you by all the team at Goombook. We're joined now by the managing director and founder of Goombook, Tatiana Antonelli, joins us live on the line. Good morning to you, Tatiana.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Very well, my friend. Thanks so much indeed for your time this morning. Tell us more about the Drop It campaign and why you have taken it up.
Well, the Drop It campaign is exactly what we're talking about today, convincing people that tap water is totally safe to drink, and that if the water is in plastic, it has actually lots of negative effects on our health, not only on the environment. When we launched the campaign, people thought, but this is just an environmental thing. You want to, you know, reduce plastic pollution. And this is not something that appeals a lot of people. They don't sometimes care about the environment. But something they will definitely care is their health. And this is actually a huge part of the campaign, is raise awareness about the chemicals that are in the plastic bottled water, why plastic releases these chemicals. And there are widely known reports that came out in recent years that all plastic bottles in the world, no matter the brand, they contain actually microplastics just because of the manufacturing process. So from the starting point, plastic already has these microplastic in it, and then you have to add all the chemical agents that are released when the plastic is for example, under different temperature. We have to think that here water is produced and then stored and then transported. And through all these processes, the temperature of the bottle changes and the plastic expands and leaches then all the chemicals. And some of them are, for example, BPA. Some bottles would say that it's BPA-free, but actually the BPA has been replaced by other chemicals. You have a flame retardant chemical to avoid the bottles to, you know, take fire. Those chemicals also will go into the water. You have dioxin. You have a huge list of toxins that go into the water. And it's associated to a huge list of actually problems, health problems.
So when you open up this little conversation, you were saying that tap water is completely safe to drink. Is that with or without filters? Is that straight coming from the tap or otherwise?
Well, let's say that the government spends a fortune to provide perfectly drinking water. And I would say that UAE water is maybe of higher quality than some countries in Europe, for example. But UAE is never going to be able to guarantee what happens after the piping reaches your building or your villa. That is where you have other issues such as the tank cleaning, pipes, how are they made, maintenance. So this is where the filter is very important, and I would actually suggest to do a lab test first to understand what is in your water. Sometimes you see that the water is perfectly fine. Sometimes you might have some sand, some residues, some bacteria coming from the tank because it's dirty, and that's where the filtering system is really, really important.
In terms of that that process as well, I mean, who is responsible for that in terms of the maintenance of pipes, the maintenance of tanks? A lot of us rent a property here. A lot of us live in rented accommodation. Is that down to the building management? Is that down to the owners?
Absolutely, it's down to the management. It's down to the property owner. It should also be into your contract. So basically, when you rent a property, you should ask to have an annual maintenance, not only of your AC, but also of your pipes and your tank. We suggest to clean your tank at least once a year. Good would be perfect. Two times would be perfect. The suggested time would be after a long absence. For example, many people leave during the summer and the water stagnates into the tanks. So definitely in September, it would be advisable to, you know, clean the tank to make sure the water is good. But this is at the end of it, up to all of us, you know, yeah. as residents, to make sure that everything functions in the house.
Is one of the problems here, Tatiana, do you think, that if we take up the initiative, if we bring in these filters to our to our properties, if we take ownership of our water sources, if we go out with a bottle of water that comes from one of our multi-use bottles, etc., one of our sports bottles, water bottles that you can reuse time and time again, rather than single-use bottles. Is part of the problem here the fact that a number of restaurants won't allow you to take that water into them, and they want to charge you over the odds for the water that they're serving?
I'm not sure you're not allowed to bring your own water. But definitely it's really hard to get them to refill your bottle.
Yeah.
And that's actually something that we're working on at the moment with hotels and restaurants, to allow them to become refill partners for people in the UAE and allow them to do such. This would be definitely a big, big support for people to be able to refill anywhere they go. But, you know, that last year on The National, there was a beautiful article written by Khaled Alameri, where he was saying that when he was young in the UAE, that the welcome everywhere was a glass of water,
yeah.
anywhere you would go. And he was shocked that now, anywhere you would go, they would sit and put in front of you a plastic bottle.
Yeah.
And it's so true. We've lost that part of, you know, a hospitality and tradition of welcoming the people to your restaurant or to your hotel with a nice glass of water.
Yeah. It has completely gone. That's what I don't get. And even if you do order a coffee or some of that, you know, you're not being served a glass of water alongside it, or whatever it might be, because that's something that also used to happen. Listen, we've run out of time. Could talk for a lot longer, Tatiana. If people want to find out more about the Drop It campaign, best way for them to get more information is?
Well, I would say dropit.ae, the website.
That's all you need to do, dropit.ae. Yeah. We're going to drop it there now for now. Thank you very much indeed, Tatiana. We'll speak soon.
Thank you, Tom. Have a nice day.
And
bye.
You, my friend, Tatiana Antonelli there, CEO, founder of Goombuk, joining us live on the line. It's all about the refill, isn't it?
It is. It all comes down to whether or not you can drink for free in a restaurant, I suppose.
Let's put our business caps on here, because if you are a restaurant owner, if you're a restaurateur here, there is a considerable markup to be made on water. So why wouldn't you if you could?
Huge. I mean, often you look at soft drinks and they're the same price as a bottle of water. And that, so the markup there must be enormous, because there's no tax on water, whereas there's now VAT.
Let's put it out to people out there, because I've seen it. You know, I've walked into petrol stations and supermarkets here, and I can get myself a large bottle of local water for two and a half dirhams or some of that. Large bottle.
Yeah.
I've gone into restaurants where they're charging 27 upwards of 30 dirhams for local water. I'm talking here, not just
and sometimes
not just international mineral water. I'm talking local water. Is that something that you've seen as well? Can you challenge that? Can you trump my 27 dirhams? If you can, please text it through to us today. This big talker is all things water. This one's from Dom out there. Tap water is safe. The problem is the pipes and storage tanks in buildings, typically rusty. Thank you, Dom. What else are people saying? George Tolley.
Oh, so Arav in the Springs, poetically, said, I went for Aqua Plus when it launched years ago, as it was one of the first BPA-free bottles and lower sodium, I think. Can't help on the filter.
Thanks also to Ravi, who's been in touch. If municipality can provide clean water, drinking water, a connection inside the kitchen, it will help to reduce plastic bottle usage. That was from Ravi. Thank you very much indeed, Ravi. Thank you for all those that are calling through. Let's get some more thoughts in just a few moments' time on that one. But today's talker is this call by a number of authorities here, leaders and environmental experts, who are urging residents to use the country's tap water, as they have confirmed yet again it is safe to drink. Emirates, as we know, has one of the highest consumptions of bottled water per capita, figures showing that a resident uses 450 plastic water bottles on an average in a single year. Two elements to this one. There is obviously the environmental element, where we are trying to reduce our dependence on plastic, specifically bottled water, and the plastics are used in bottled water, but also in efficiency and the pressures put onto, you know, if there is the investment going in from the government, from the authorities, to make our water safe to drink, why wouldn't you?
Well, exactly. And one of the things I like the most when you drive around the UAE is outside some of the grander houses, those water dispensers that are there for just the community to go to, which isn't something that I've seen in another country, but it just gives you this lovely sense that, I mean, you know, what better gift to give than chilled water to people who are walking past?
Let's get to the lines now and speak to Simon. Simon's in the green communities this morning. Good morning to you, Simon.
Good morning.
Thanks so much indeed for your call this morning. So you've had one of these filters added, is that right? Have you had one installed?
Yes, we were looking around for quite a while to try and find the right company. Most of them just offer these little extra taps, but unfortunately we've got a ceramic sink and we couldn't have the extra tap. And we ended up finding Liquid of Life, who just came around a couple of weeks ago, and within 20 minutes, they'd fitted a full water system underneath the sink to the main kitchen tap.
And in terms of, I mean, you've been using it now for the last couple of weeks. Happy with it? Happy with the system?
Yeah, very happy with it. It obviously gives you a lot better than just the drinking water, because you can wash your fruit and your salads, and you know that you're washing it in high-grade, clean water.
In terms of the maintenance, obviously you mentioned that it's still early days as well, but have you been sort of given good support when it comes to maintenance if things go wrong?
Yeah, the support's there, and with the particular filter that they're offering is you only have to change it once a year. So I think the payback is, compared to using the big bottle drinking water, is about 9 months to a year, and then after that it's, well, it's negligible payback. You're saving money.
The reasons that you and the wife agreed to do this, why did you want to go down this? Was this an environmental decision? Was it a cost-driven decision?
No, definitely environmental decision. The cost benefit is just another extra positive.
And again, you think that that's having an impact? Have you been able to sort of do away with the dependence on plastic water bottles in the fridge thus far?
Yes, since we did it. We haven't used the drinking dispenser since, and the taste of the water is perfectly fine. You wouldn't notice any difference.
Absolutely brilliant. Simon, thanks so much. Just remind us again of where you got that one from.
It was Liquid of Life.
Perfect. Little plug for them as well, if others want to take up the challenge. Thanks so much indeed, Simon, for your call this morning.
No problem.
Nice to hear from Simon there. They've had a water filter fitted by one of the companies out there. Now, I'm conscious of the fact there are a number of filter companies. We don't want to give just one particular company a heads up. So feel free to get in touch if you are affiliated with any of the filter companies out there. If your filter is better than another's, we'd love to hear from you. Let's get some more text messages. George Dolly.
So Lou and Jamira writes in, we have been having some problems with our water pressure and our bills were going up. So we got someone to come and take a look at the tank. Amongst a few things that needed fixing, they said that it was very, very dirty and needed cleaning. When they showed me, I couldn't believe my eyes. The water itself looked clear, but inside the tank was coated in brown scum and there were tiny insects and huge black bugs floating on top of the water. The guy said it was normal in the springs and he sees many tanks like this. The tank cover is just a loose plastic lid and not sealed at all.
Let's get down to Business Bay now and speak to Abdul Latif, joins us live on the line. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning. How are you?
Very well indeed. Are you a consumer? Are you a drinker of the tap water here?
Yes, I am.
Tell us, is it safe? Has it been safe? You've been doing it for many years?
I installed the system since about 2 years now, and everything is fine. We had one small issue once, which was fixed quickly, and we didn't have any problems afterwards.
And convenience-wise for you, Abdul Latif, has it been a blessing to be able to have this in the house?
Definitely, yes. The driver was a little bit cost and also availability. You know, whenever you look for what's in the fridge, there's nothing, and someone has to go and buy. And so this one, the tap is there. Every time you open, water is there. So availability, cost, and of course, environment.
A lot of people have been talking about cold water here as well. I mean, is there ability to? Is it just a question of putting the water that you get from your filter tap into the fridge for a while to make it cold?
Actually, I have a fridge with a water dispenser and ice dispenser, so I had it connected as well to the system. So I have the same water coming cold and ice from the fridge.
And do you find that your reliance on bottled water is less now as a result of having the system put in?
It's down to known almost. Oh, very, very little. Only when we go out or something, barbecues or something, desserts, etc., we take with us, we buy. Otherwise, we never buy water.
Would you recommend such systems to others?
Of course, yeah. It's the guys are very, very reliable. They come every 3 months. And the one convincing thing, you have to look at the tests they do, right, before and after.
Yeah.
And it's a machine. It doesn't lie. You know, you measure the water in and water out, and big difference in reading.
Amazing stuff. Abdul Latif, thank you so much indeed for your thoughts this morning. Abdul Latif there in Business Bay giving us his thoughts. So, happy customers thus far. No grumbles when it comes to the filters. So, are we missing a trick here, Georgia Tolley?
Well, I'm very tempted. I have to admit, personally, I'm tempted. Rachel in the Springs has just responded to the comment that Lou just made, saying, I've heard of these problems. We have our tank cleaned every 6 months. And Abigail in Murdoch says, we don't live in the Springs, but our tank is above ground, and we have it emptied and cleaned once a year. So if you're not going for the filter option and you are getting it straight from the tap, then it sounds like you need to get your tank cleaned regularly.
Thank you very much indeed to you all for your comments, and we are conscious of all the comments that come in, so thanks to each and every one of those. Thanks to IAD as well. The tubby bottles are made from safer non-dissolving plastics. So,
that's encouraging.
That
at
is
least.
A little sense of encouragement there from our IAD. Thanks very much indeed to whoever sent this one. Everyone drinks tap water from ice. That comes in drinks served as well. So the suggestion there being that the ice is from the tap water anyway, so we're all drinking it.
Well, Patricia is slightly horrified by my secret policy of getting a free glass of water in a restaurant, which is you just ask for a glass of ice and let it melt. Patricia says, seriously, let the ice melt? ?
Thanks to all of those, even the Georgia Tolley support party are out there at the moment, talking about tap water. You feel comfortable? Do you feel comfortable drinking tap water here in the UAE? But also the price of water in restaurants and bars around town. Go out in public if you're out with your family and friends. You can be charged an extortionate amount of money for bottled water. And a big problem in a number of these places, there doesn't seem to be an option. So if there are any legal minds out there listening in to us at the moment, love to hear from you. I was sort of led to believe in the past that there was a legal definition here where you had to be able to offer a local water. There had to be an option of a local water. You couldn't just charge. You were more than welcome to charge international brands, but for somebody that didn't want to consume an international brand, there had to be a local water option. Now, I've been to a few places where that is not the case. And I'm just wondering whether this is a recommendation from the authorities or whether there is a legal... I'm looking for a word, but a legal...
Obligation.
Thingy. Well, that'll do. That'd be perfect.
All I can say is that several of the restaurants I've been to, I specifically say, please, can I have a bottle of the local water? And invariably, some fancy schmancy bottle comes out that's been imported from Fiji or France or Italy. And it just drives me up the wall because I'm already feeling like a bit of a cheapskate saying, can I have a bottle of the local water? And I'm not going to underline that by saying, no, that's from Italy. Surely you must have a bottle of the local water. But ultimately, you know, as a consumer, that's what I ought to be doing, because it's ridiculous. Because not only is it coming in a bottle, which you feel bad about, it they should be really just dispensing it into a jug for you, maybe adding some, you know, ice and lemon, but it means it's been shipped on a boat all the way from Italy. And I mean, it just means you're adding air miles to plastic miles.
Mary Ann's been in touch with us this morning. She says, in the Philippines, we do have an option in the restaurants whether we wanted a service water or bottled in Dubai. None of that is being offered at the moment. Thanks for that one. Let's also go to the lines. Let's go to Sports City now if we can, because we're going to catch up with line number four. We've got Charmaine over there in Sports City. Morning, Charmaine.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing this morning?
I'm not too bad. Thank you very much. Are you okay?
I'm having a great laugh at your conversation this morning. I can so agree with your lady host this morning. I'm sorry, I've forgotten her name.
Oh, don't worry, I do that every morning.
Oh, no, I hear that the two of you have got a great rapport on the air this morning. the water thing is very confusing. We lived in a residential hotel for 4 months before moving into a villa when we first arrived here. And I just used the tap water for things that I was going to be cooking, for kettle and for cooking. That was fine. Then we moved into our villa, and we were here a few months, and we had a maintenance contract, and they cleaned the water tank. Oh, my goodness. What a revelation. I was beside myself, and I've never cooked from the tap again. I will always now use the bottled water.
Wow.
Yeah.
The things you saw?
Yeah, it was just... So I don't know if it was the villa's tank that's a problem, or like you said earlier, if it's actual piping that brings the water here from the desalination plant. I don't know which one to blame, because every year we have had our tank cleaned, but every year the same rubbish is same sort of rubbish, same looking. I haven't tested it laboratory wise, but. It certainly looks like the same sort of rubbish. And when they clean the tank, they do a jolly good job. They scrub the sides and they take all that residue out. It looks like sand. And the way the tank is designed, it's also below ground level, and there's no seal. There's a manhole cover, but there's no actual lid for the tank.
Right.
So when you sweep or water down your paving, that stuff can trickle into the water that then comes into the villa, which I thought was a bit odd. So, I have not cooked from the tap water ever again.
So you changed your ways having seen the results of that cleaning the first time round?
Yeah, absolutely. And like I say, it wasn't because the tank hadn't been cleaned previously, because we do it on an annual basis, and the same rubbish is always there, I think. It looks, well, you know, it just comes back. There's a new residue, a residual heap of muck at the bottom of the tank each year when they clean. I'm very curious, so I pop my head down and I have a look and I check that it is clean. Well, I first check to see what's in it when they're still cleaning, and then I check that it is clean before they say, okay, we're going to refill the tank. But Tom, I also had a giggle when you were talking about the big bottles that get delivered to the houses. I was reading my bottle just the other day about how you must clean it. No. You must store your bottled water in a cool, preferably dark area in your home.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, gee, so much for the transportation of the bottle to get to here, because it is cooking hot when it gets delivered.
So by the time it's got there, it's hot anyway. Plus de change. Always the same, isn't it? Thanks so much indeed for your thoughts this morning. Charmaine joining us live on the line from Sports City. Actually, Charmaine, stay listening, because you might be interested in this next call, because we're going to go now to Mahesh, who joins us this morning. Mahesh is down in Silicon Oasis. Morning, Mahesh.
Hi, good morning.
Mahesh, you've been working in the water industry for the best part of 25 years now. So let's get your advice, if we can. Diwa Water, recommend a drink?
Yes, very much, very much. You've got one of the best qualities of water, I'd say, compared to most developed countries. You get the best quality of water here.
And happy to drink it straight from the tap, or would you advise some sort of filtration system?
No, I agree with one of the listeners who gave his comment. Like, what happens is it leaves Diva in a perfect condition, but down the line, for maybe 100, 200 kilometers of pipeline and all the... and then our tank, the apartment or the villa tanks also, it develops, it contaminates. Contaminates in terms of particles, sediments.
Yeah.
So for that, but the chemistry of water doesn't change. It's still perfect to drink as to any standards that you can take in the world. But what I'd only suggest is just you could have a sediment filter to take care of the sediments. So most part of the Dubai, if you see, if after 3 months you see the sediment, the cartridge gets red, so showing that it has got sediments in it. And the other rule of Dubai here is every 6 months to 1 year, every tank has to be cleaned and disinfected.
Yeah.
But that also usually doesn't help. So I'd suggest that you can have a sediment filter followed by a UV, just for the point of use. We call it the point of use. The tap. Water which you take for drinking, you can just have a ultraviolet system there. Other old systems which they claim to be selling here, like ROs and UFs and all that humbug.
Mm.
You can go.
And the concerns that people might have about drinking water here, that's completely outweighed. If you go down the Dewa filter system, that is better, in your opinion, than plastic bottle.
It's much better than, I'd not like to upset my industry peers, but much better than many of the bottled water being distributed.
Amazing. That is
And I stopped using plastic bottles. I always travel with glass bottles. Glass bottles are the best. Just a simple experiment people can do for tonight. They can just take 1 liter of plastic water in plastic bottle. Same source of water, any source they can take. Just keep it in a plastic bottle and then have one in a glass bottle and drink the water next day morning. And please see the difference yourself.
I like that Mahesh. That is homework for everyone tonight. I'm going to take that up, if I may, and let's get the results, and we'll let everyone know on the radio tomorrow. Mahesh, we've got to go to the news, but thank you so much, my friend. Thanks, and it's nice to speak to somebody in the know.
Thank you very much.
Mahesh there with 25 years experience in the water industry here, and he has set us our homework. So, come on, let's do the one on. When you get back home a little later on, I would like you to fill a bottle of plastic bottle with water and a glass bottle with water. And whether you're putting it in the fridge or whether you're keeping it out at night at room temperature, it remains to be seen. But leave it overnight and then taste it the following morning. That's what Mahesh has encouraged us to do. So please do let us know the results tomorrow.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.